Welcome to Village Bible Church. You are team number one. wait, that was the weekend. For those of you that went on the Amazing Race, what a weekend. What a weekend. And when I start by saying you are team number one, I've got to say that I actually mean that, because the support from Village Bible Church for an event like this was astounding. And I just think you need to give yourselves a round of applause. It was by far the most volunteers and the most help that we've ever had for a youth event. And that's what made it work. And those of you that were willing to drive to Chicago and New York, it felt like that by the end of yesterday, but drive all over Southern California, and the racers who raced 400 miles approximately, amazing job. And what an outreach. What an outreach to different parents and different families that were here. Thank you for being part of that. And for being part of it as a church that speaks well of the body, that speaks well of our commitment to our young people, and that we are a family rather than different segments. And so thank you for that this morning. 2009. It's already come. Sometime this week, I think. It's a busy week for other things, so I'm not sure that it actually came. Last week, we started to talk about resolutions. Anyone broken a resolution already? No, you don't have to raise your hand. Some people were honest enough to raise their hands. Thank you. And we talked about resolutions, and that sometimes we get to a point and we make resolutions, and if we don't have the right foundation and if we don't have the right backing to that resolution, it tends to go by the wayside very quickly. It tends to, without accountability and some other things. And we were looking at Philippians chapter 3 and beginning Philippians chapter 3. This morning, however, we're not going to be in Philippians. We'll get back to Philippians next week. But this morning is the first Sunday of 2009. We want to take a Sunday and review where we're going as a church and some of the things that God has put on our hearts to do to reach our community. It is a good thing to review. It is a good thing to refresh, because it keeps us going the same direction. It keeps the vision of what God wants for us in front of our eyes. All too easily, we can forget where we're going, and we can forget why we're a church. We're not a church just to come on Sunday morning and sing some music and open God's Word and eat some snacks. If that was it, then what would be the purpose of, what would be God's purpose in the community at large? But God has something more for Village. God has something more for any church. Those things are good, but God has something more. To start, just think back through 2008. Was it a full year? Yeah, maybe you've been thinking about that already. Think about some of the major events of 2008. And isn't it amazing what can happen in 1 year? Think about some of the major worldwide events. Anyone remember anything from this last year? We had an election. Big change. What else? Gas prices. Who knows where they are this week, but way up, then back down. But gas prices, and that affected so much in our economy. What else this year? Stock market. Yeah, a lot of the news isn't real good, is it? Stock market. 2008 was a difficult year. Anything else? Earthquake in China. Real estate. Economy. There's pirates, you're right. My first thought was, I don't remember that movie. No, but you're right. Yeah. Fires. So much happened. Saw a conservative community stand up against propositions or for propositions. We saw a whole number of things happen. We saw the Olympics happen this last year. As I was thinking through a list, my first thought was, wasn't that a couple years ago? Doesn't it sort of feel like that at this point? But in 2008, all of these things happened that, quite frankly, changed the course of the world for 2009. Between the economy and the election and some of those things, definitely change the course of our nation. But if you think about what can happen in 1 year, that should bring some excitement. That should bring some excitement, because what can God do in 2009? What could God do with a people that are committed to Him, with a people that are sold out for Him, with a people that read His Word and say, this is the Word of God Almighty and I will follow it? What can happen when God uses a faithful people? And this morning, as we review our vision, the question is, what can happen in 2009 when God uses a faithful church? What can happen when people are sold out for God and are seeking to do what He has and seeking His heart? What could God do at Village in 2009? This morning, we want to commit the year to Him. We want to take some time and talk through our vision statement. We've talked through it and we've taught through it, but this morning we want to get a little more practical and look at some of the things that we're going to be doing in 2009, but then put feet to our faith and actually pray about it as a congregation. And actually say, God, we want You to be part of this. Actually, we want to be part of what You're doing. So that's where we're going this morning. On the screen, you see our vision statement, building Christ-focused families that disciple their community for Him. And that is what God has put on the heart of leadership here as where Village Bible Church is going and what we're about. We're to be building Christ-focused families. And we talked through that means a heart for God. That means loving God and having God be the center of everything we do. Not just something we do on Sundays, not just something we think about every now and then, but every decision is focused on Christ. Because when you focus on something, everything else is just in your peripheral vision. What are we focused on? We're focused on building strong families, and this year we're going to be doing some things and giving some tools to build strong families and to encourage families to grow. But then the second half is the reason for that. It's not self-centered. It's not just so I can have a good life. It's that disciple their community for Him. Without that, it's really quite selfish. But when we talk about discipling their community for Him, now we're talking about doing something that God wants us to do. Being His hands and feet. Allowing Him to use us to reach a world that needs Him. And we broke our vision statement up into four broad categories that really help us understand how are we doing on this or how are we doing on this and really help us get a grasp of what can happen and what steps Village needs to do. And the four categories are on the screen: outreach, community, spiritual growth, and ministry. And this morning we're going to go through those four categories. We start with outreach. And I want to begin each category before we talk about some practical things and before we pray through each category. I want to start by just reading God's Word. Reminding ourselves that these aren't things that we just made up because we really like doing them. But these are things that are part of our vision statement because God has commanded them. And God has instructed us. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. And I'll just warn you now, these verses are not new. You've heard them before and you will hear them again. It's God's Word and we need to be reminded of it. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 15. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. Right back to the gospel. And He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. Jump down to verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And so understand what Paul is saying here. God reconciled us to Himself through Christ. He restored a relationship with us. He came down and grabbed us while we were still sinners, while we were in opposition to God, and He gave us a relationship with Him. He reconciled that relationship. And the end result of that, God's Word says, is that we now have the ministry of reconciliation. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 goes on to explain that a little bit more. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. As I read those verses, that's a serious task that God has given us. We are His ambassadors. And we can go on and read the Great Commission in Acts 1:8 and verse after verse after verse, where God commands us, reach out, reach out. You are my hands and feet. You are my ambassadors. It is our ministry of reconciliation on behalf of God. And with instructions like that, it has to be part of our vision statement. It has to be. This is the reaching out. And so our first category is outreach. And if you think about some of the things that we've started to do, and if we look ahead to 2009, there's a number of ways that we need to be focusing on outreach, and we need to be making sure that we are sharing God's love with people. One of the challenges we had, and something that you'll see up in the next couple Sundays in the hallway in the gym, is we did our window project. And you all took stickers of people like you see on a car window and said, this is who I'm praying for. This is who I'm praying for. And we've made a window that reminds us that as we look out our windows, we're to be praying for those people. And I'm not sure where you're at with that. I don't know if you even still have your little figure to remind yourself to pray. If not, we have more. And with this in the gym, there will be some envelopes and a pen to where we can update this. And I am excited to go through 2009 and say how many people that we're praying for will God reach. The challenge 5 months ago or 4 months ago was to pray for them and seek opportunities. And it has been amazing to hear people coming back and say, you know, once I started doing that, I found out all of a sudden they came over for dinner, or they invited themselves over, or this happened and they wanted to get together. And proof after proof after proof that God is in this is as He provided divine appointments. There's several pictures on here that actually need to be taken off, because the people came to Christ. Praise the Lord. That's part of our vision, and part of our vision of outreach is, are we reaching out to the people around us? Are we reaching out to the people in our circles of influence, in our spheres of influence? And we want to continue that this next year and say that we are committed to reaching people with the love of God. And if you weren't able to be a part of this, then we'll have more stickers that you can do this. And you just take one and put your own initials that says, I commit to praying for someone to reach them for Christ. I commit to praying for someone to share with them the love of God that everyone in this world so desperately needs. As we go through the year, though, we need to be updating it. We need to be sharing stories when people come to Christ. We need to be celebrating as the angels in heaven celebrate. It is an amazing thing when a soul comes to Christ and is saved for all eternity. That's worth celebrating. So our window project is one of the things that we're doing in the area of outreach as we reach out to our spheres of influence. One of the other areas of outreach is we believe we should be reaching out to our neighborhood of the church here, our community. Not just our own personal communities, but why has God placed us in Garden Grove on Buaro Street? He's placed us here to be a light. To be a light to this neighborhood. Not only our own neighborhoods, but this very neighborhood. And we talked about, and in 2009, we're going to really hit Project Touch hard. And we talked about, can we touch every house from Lampson to Garden Grove Boulevard, from Buaro and some of the apartments and the street across Buaro to West? Can we touch every house? Whether it be with the gospel and a track, whether it be cleaning up their yard, whether it be inviting them to the church for food, whatever it may be, can we be a light to this community? This next year, we need to be praying that we touch that community. Some things have already started happening with Awana. Every house in that region received flyers about Awana, and some of those children are coming to Awana and hearing God's word. And we're talking with the parents. But coming up, I am so excited about the Second Harvest program. because it's an opportunity for us to reach that area with physical, tangible needs. There's often a debate, do we meet physical needs or do we meet spiritual needs? And the answer is yes. Yeah. And if you look through the life of Christ, about half the time he met spiritual needs first, and about half the time he met physical needs first. They're both important. And not that we want to present a social gospel that we're only meeting physical needs. It's always tied with the spiritual needs that are there. But we shouldn't be afraid to meet physical needs as well. Christ did. And that may be a tool that we have to reach people with the gospel of Christ as the ultimate goal. And so throughout this next year, throughout 2009, every month we're going to be having a Saturday where we hand out food. And it starts, as Jim said, this month. And we're going to be handing out flyers this month, the Saturday before. And then we're going to be handing out food 17th and 24th, right? I think in terms of which Saturday it is, but 17th we're going to be handing out flyers from 9 to 11. The 24th we're going to be here handing out food from 9 to 11. And I would encourage you to find time to come to one of those. To find time to be a light to our community here. It's part of our vision, outreach. Are we touching our community? And as we touch those people as they come for food, we want to greet them. We want to talk with them. We want to be able to tell them what's going on here at Village. Maybe put a track with their items and be available as a friendly face that they're getting used to seeing to share the gospel with them. What an opportunity. We're going to be doing that once a month throughout the year. I encourage you to be part of that, to come together as a church and see what God could do when we start being faithful to our community. One of the other ways with Project Touch that we'd like to do this next year in 2009 is schedule one or two work days for our community. One or two days where we go around and we find out what some of the needs are, and Second Harvest is going to help us with that as we get in touch with some of our neighbors here. And to come together and do some work for our community and be a light. So outreach includes our own spheres of influence. It includes our church neighborhood, but it also includes the world. It includes the world at large, which is why we sang "To the Ends of the Earth" this morning. Our missions program will continue this year, and I encourage you to support that. I encourage you to know who some of our missionaries are, to be writing them, to be encouraging them. We support missions through the Faith Promise program here at Village, where we in faith give to missions, trusting that God is able to provide. That's a trust that's well placed. A trust that is well placed. And I love the commitment we have as a church to missions. I love reading through our list of missionaries and getting their letters and knowing that we are part of sharing the gospel with the world. We don't want to lose that commitment as we focus on outreach as part of our vision statement. As we go through each of these, I'd like to try something that may be a little out of our comfort zone this morning. I'd like to just pray together as a church. I know that we don't usually do that during the sermon, but if you can, you know, work with me this morning, it's that important that we're giving these things to God. And so on each one, just as we talk about where God is leading and what God is doing, we'd like to just open it up for maybe two or three people to pray, and then we'll move on to the next one. And so we'd like to start with outreach. And let's bow our heads in prayer and give some of these projects to God and pray for our community. Pray for the people around us. Pray for the world. Lord God, we pray that you would use us to touch the people we come in contact with. Touch this area for you. Whether or not it's convenient, whether or not we know how, please touch this area for you. Thank you, God. Amen. It's outreach. What is God going to do in 2009? second core value, the second pillar of our vision statement is community. And you see the arrow goes there because this is a path that people come to Christ in. They hear about Christ in outreach, and then they start to become in community with other believers and find out more about what it means to be a believer, and somewhere in there give their hearts to Christ. And then we move on to spiritual growth and ministry. But the second pillar for our vision statement is community. We believe that God has called us to be a community of faith, that He has called us to be a church family. And that is not something that we say lightly. It is not something that is a casual calling, but something that is part of our identity. Because if we believe that we are sons and daughters of Christ, guess what? That means we're in the same family. That means we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And so this is a deep part of our calling, that we believe in building community here at Village, in building connections that are God-honoring, that are encouraging us to follow God, that are encouraging us to step out in faith. Relationships that have a purpose. In Acts 2:42, if you turn there, Acts 2:42. Another familiar but powerful verse. Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and the breaking of bread and to prayer. And it's just a description of the early church and some of the things that they were doing to honor God. And right in the first list, right in the major things they were doing to honor God, was devoting themselves to fellowship, or koinonia. And we talked about koinonia, and we explored what that word means and the different aspects of partnership that it means, the different aspect of working together, of being in common. And so as we look at making that part of our 2009, how are we going to be in common? How are we going to work together? How are we going to be in fellowship together is the question as we talk about community. Because community isn't just coming to an activity, or it isn't just coming to church. Community is building relationships. It's knitting our hearts together as a family rather than coming and holding our distance. Building positive Christian relationships that spur us to Christ-likeness, ministry, and outreach. This is sort of the glue that encourages us to do the other three. And if you think about where we're going as a church and where we've already started, in 2009, we'd like to continue the Community 101 project. And some of you have been receiving postcards, and I don't know what you think when you get that in the mail. Oh, man. 9:15. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's, wow, it's my Sunday. I get to come early and greet people. But what I've been watching and what I've noticed is that more people are here at 9:15. And people are talking and people are in community and people are in fellowship. And this is key for as we have visitors and as people come to hear about Christ. This is so important that we are the family's present. Imagine if you invited someone over for dinner and never showed. That's what this is about. Showing up and being a family and being community. God uses that as a tool for outreach. He uses that as a tool for showing people what God's love looks like, what Christians look like. They will know we are Christians by our love. It's a challenge. So Community 101, it's a simple thing on Sunday mornings to come, to enjoy each other's company right from the start, to be here and be a family. Some of the other things that we're doing and that we're continuing, a number of these things we've already started, but we want to continue through 2009. But in the last couple months, you've seen us do some family nights. And those have been great, haven't they? I know they've been well attended, and it has been amazing to see people come and just enjoy each other's company. and come and all ages enjoy each other's company. We say that we're building Christ-focused families, and one of the things with family night is that all ages come and all ages enjoy each other's company and play games and get competitive with each other and all that good stuff and eat some soup, and it's a wonderful thing. We encourage you to be part of that. It may not seem like something to put as a priority in your schedule because, oh, it's just a game night. But I challenge you, it's not just a game night. It's a chance for us to be in community. It's a chance for us to get to know people around us. We live in a culture right now that is seeking connectedness, that is seeking relationships, but rarely gives relationships enough time to develop. This is about giving some time to develop those relationships. Our commitments to the family of God, we need to be committed to that. Community 101, the family nights, our dinner 6 activities. That's a great opportunity to have people in your home to get to know someone on a deeper level. We have several home groups that will be continuing. And then one of the things that we're looking to really push through 2009 is adding some more classes to our adult education hour to give some opportunities for some groups to be in community. And so there may be some specialized groups on how to raise kids, on how to build strong marriages, a Welcome to Village Bible class that lets people come into community and get to know things about God and study His Word together and learn about Village. I encourage you to be part of that. Community is something that we need to keep in the forefront because it is so easy to think we're in community and not actually be in community. Because just by being around someone, you can feel like you're in a relationship, but if it's only surface, it's not community. God wants something more for His family, for His children. So we need to be lifting that up. We need to make it a priority. Again, let's go to God in prayer for our community as a church, for building a strong community at Village Bible Church. Lord God, we come to You this morning again as we talk about Your desire for Your church to be in fellowship, to be in community. I pray that we would make time for that, that we would put it in our schedules, that we would love each other, that we would care for each other in genuine, real ways, that You as our Father can look down and say, that's what I want for my sons and daughters. That's how I want them to act. Lord, I pray that You would help us grow close to each other and connected. Thank You, Lord God. May You work in our community in 2009. Outreach, community. The third core value we have as part of our vision statement is spiritual growth. Spiritual growth, and we hold this dear and we hold this firm, that we are a church that is founded on God's Word, that believes in the all-sufficiency of Scripture, and we'll study it and we'll make that a part of everything we do. As we go through 2009, that is a commitment that we want to see expand in all of our ministries and everything we do. How does this tie back to helping us grow spiritually? How does this tie back to our faith, to our commitment to love God and grow deeper with Him? Turn with me to Romans 12, 1 and 2, another familiar verse, but powerful verse that takes a lifetime to apply. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Then catch verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His perfect, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God desires us to be transformed into Christ's likeness, to be sanctified. And we've talked about this because this is all through Scripture. He wants us every day to be committed to know Him more, to love Him more. because we will never arrive. We never have this down perfectly. In fact, I firmly believe that the more that you study God's Word, the more He reveals to us that we have to go. We are committed to growing deeper in Christ. In Philippians, we're going to be hearing more about that in the chapters to come. But some of the ways at Village that we want to be committed to that is first and foremost, we want to preach God's Word. And we want to use God's Word as the foundation for what we talk about and for the lessons that we learn. And so right now we're going through a series on Philippians. And we will finish it sometime in 2009. Promise. But it's a chance for us to dig into God's Word. It's a chance for us to really understand and say that God's Word is sufficient for all that we need. And so we should study it and we should know it. And we should grab our instructions for life out of God's Word. And so in 2009, we want to continue to teach God's Word as we look at different aspects. And after Philippians, possibly looking at some character development verses and how God wants to develop our character into Christ-likeness, into one that is looking more and more like Christ. Some of the other things that we're doing and looking to do in 2009 is we'd like to start a women's Bible study or two. Or three, depending on what the response is. And we'd like to begin women's ministry by coming together and studying God's Word and having the ladies study God's Word. And we'd also like to have some men's events where we are doing the same thing and take some of the groups in the church and say, our foundation is God's Word. Let's start there. Let's start with a study of God's Word and see where God leads from there. But let's be faithful to what He has called us to do. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see what God can do as we get together in small groups and accountability groups and study His Word and show a commitment to His Word. One of the other challenges I believe we have in the culture we live in and in our church and in America was right in Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. And as I look forward to 2009 and pray for Village, one of the things that is on my heart is the creep of worldliness. The creep of worldliness. And this morning, our commitment needs to be to beware of creep. Not creeps. Beware of creep. And we need to be ever vigilant, as Romans 12:2 says, to say, are we conforming to the pattern of this world? Because we do in so many ways without knowing it. And I do in so many ways without knowing it. And we need God's Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to convict us and to guard us. And we need to beware of worldliness. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I urge you to pray that with me. And I challenge us as a church to not have one person praying that hedge around our spiritual lives in our church, but to have 200 people praying that. Because as we stand as a community, as we stand for spiritual growth, Satan would love nothing better than to creep in with worldliness. I believe that's one of the challenges of the church in 2009. To stand up and say, how have we let worldliness creep in? I challenge that to be our prayer. Spiritual growth. It's one of the four core values of our vision statement. We're looking for to have a biblical worldview that is Christ-focused that affects everything we do. Let's pray again. Lord God, our Father, as we look at what You would have for us as Village Bible Church, I pray that our hearts would be growing with You, ever growing with You. I pray that we would be in Your Word and studying Your Word and reading Your Word and listening to Your Word. I pray that we would elevate the importance of Your Word to a much higher place in our lives. Lord, I pray that You would open our eyes if we have allowed worldliness to creep in. I pray that you would do whatever necessary to cut that out of our lives, even if it hurts a little bit. May we be a people that are sold out for you, that are not conforming to the image of this world, but to your Holy Spirit. Lord God, may we grow to love and honor you evermore this next year. Amen. Outreach, community, spiritual growth. That leaves one left, ministry. And this is the natural outcome of a life that is sold out for Christ. As you grow deeper with Christ, you can't help but want to serve Him. You can't help but want to be His hands and feet in whatever way possible. And where outreach is service and reaching out outside of a church, ministry here, we're talking about getting involved in ministries, sometimes within the church, sometimes outside of the church, but serving Him. And ministry takes a commitment. It takes a time commitment. It takes a personal investment. But there is nothing like it. There is nothing like allowing God to use us, whether it be in the lives of our children, whether it be in the lives of our youth, or in the lives of adults in the church, or the lives of our community, to have God Almighty use us. Think about that. To have God Almighty use you in the process of accomplishing His purpose. It's an amazing thing. Ephesians 2:10, if you'll turn there with me. Ephesians 2:10. And sometimes I think this verse gets overlooked because 8 and 9 are right before it. For by grace you are saved through faith. And we know those verses and they're powerful verses. And we sort of tack 10 on to the end sometimes. But in Ephesians 2:10 we see a profound truth. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Just think about some aspects of that verse for a moment. We are God's workmanship. He created us. He shaped us in a specific way for a specific purpose. If you think of woodwork and you think of the difference between building something and workmanship, there's a difference, isn't there? Something that I build is just building something. Something that some of you that are skilled build is workmanship. And there's a difference in quality. There's a difference in that it stays together. There's a difference in everything about it. And God uses that word for us as His people. We are God's workmanship. Yes, we're created, but we're workmanship. He has designed us with skill, exactly as we are, to accomplish His purposes and exactly what He wants us to do. That feels pretty good. It's amazing. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works. You were created for a reason. You were born for a reason. To accomplish the work of Christ. And I love the last phrase, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God knew your whole life before you were born. And He knew what He wanted you to do at every stage of your life. And He created you with the personality and with the skills. And He endowed spiritual gifts on you when you came to Him for those specific things that He already knows are going to happen. He already knows everything that's going to happen in 2009. And He already has skilled us to accomplish what He wants in 2009. That is fantastic. And so one of our core values is ministry. Because if God created us to do good works, if He has equipped us for what He knows is coming, then our job is to be faithful to that, to honor Him. As a church, our challenge is to stay involved in ministry. And I love how many people are in ministry, and we need to keep that going and encourage that. At the beginning, I talked about the Amazing Race. That's just one example of where I see people all over Village Bible Church getting in ministry, getting involved in ministry. This next year, we're going to offer the SHAPE class again, which has to do with finding your spiritual gifts and your heart and your passions and your abilities for Christ and finding a place to serve Him. And if you haven't gone through the SHAPE class here or the networking class here, when that comes up, I encourage you to go to that and say, okay, how has God created me? How has He designed me, and how can I be used for Him? Get involved in ministries. And the great thing is you can try different things, and you can get involved for a short time. And I know the reputation of a church is once you volunteer 1 week, you're there for life. But we can try things and say, is this where God has gifted me? Is this where God wants to use me? And our God is sovereign. He can tell us if that's not the right place. And He can move us in the direction where we need to move if we're willing. He's designed us for ministry. We need to be committed to that as a church, to stay committed to that. As we see in Ephesians, God intends for every member of His body to be used to help the church grow. You have a job. You have a job description, and it's to serve Christ. Every one of us do, not just a handful. So our commitment this next year is to increase how many people have found a ministry that really suits them, that they are being used by God, and that they are God's hands and feet. Again, let's pray. Lord God, our Father, as we look at how we are Your sons and daughters, I thank You for designing us to be used by You, for giving us a purpose, for knowing our lives and not just letting accidents happen, but for designing us in the way that You want to use us. Lord, I pray that we would be willing vessels to be used by You in whatever way we can. That we would be exploring how You want us to minister, how You want us to use us. That we would be developing our skills to serve You. Lord, may this not be an afterthought. May this be something we pursue wholeheartedly. Lord God, may You use us in ministry in 2009. Amen. Outreach, community, spiritual growth, and ministry. These are the four ways that we are seeking to follow God's leading to build Christ-focused families that disciple their communities for Him. What can God do in 2009? I can't wait to find out. Thank you for coming and worshiping with us this morning. You're dismissed.